we began examining the mitzvah of minui dayanim, the obligation to appoint judges, or really better, to appoint courts. What we noticed so far is that it's rooted in the pasuk in the beginning of Parsha Shoftim. Shoftim, Shoftim, titan lecha b'chol sharecha, asher Hashem Elokecha nasein lecha lishvatecha v'shoftus am mishpat tzedek. We noted that that whole pasuk is extremely challenging, both from a literary point of view and also it's just a complex pasuk. What is the idea of mishpat tzedek? What is the scope of the obligation of shoftim, shoftim? And what we saw so far is that the Armafarshim, who understand this kipshuto, that there's an obligation to appoint other judges and courts, and there are others who basically neutralize this meaning. In other words, they interpret it in such a way that it doesn't mean that. For example, the She'ultos thinks it doesn't mean that. It's most focused on the end of the pasuk. The Smak and the Urayim didn't count the appointment of judges and other courts in the Minyan Taryag in the 613 mitzvot. However, the Ramban and the Rambam and the Chinuch and the Smag, most of the Monei mitzvot, did count the obligation to appoint other courts in 613. And the question is, what is the nature of that obligation? And to highlight that, we started discussing, why isn't it enough? For example, Ibn Ezra says, so you'll be in Eretz Yisrael for Gibel Regalim, you know, you'll go to the courts there. Or the Ramban says, you know, if there's a sechsuch in the community, if there's a strife, so you'll put together a bezdin and you'll deal with it. That doesn't necessarily mean that in advance you have to anticipate problems, or that you have to have an established existing court. Maybe between Aliyah LaRegel and, you know, having judges living in the area who can be assembled as the need arises, that should be sufficient. So why do we have this obligation to put together courts? So last week, I was trying to explain that there were four different factors or considerations, and that some of them are overlapping. One is efficiency. We want to make sure that people utilize the Jewish court system rather than either letting disputes be dealt with in a delayed fashion and, you know, unhappiness and strife simmer. That's number one. Number two, we want to discourage the use of non-Jewish courts. Number three, we don't want to delay justice per se, inu yadin. So basically, one explanation of why we need standing courts or established courts is in order to speed up the process, to ensure the access, to provide confidence that, you know, Jewish judicial needs can be taken care of with, you know, efficiency, with dispatch, etc. That's one possibility and one issue. The second issue is the idea that Jewish law, while accepted by Klal Yisrael in voluntary fashion, Nasa Menishma, notwithstanding also a little bit of Kafaleim Har Kigigis, in the end of the day, members of Klal Yisrael are obligated in Jewish law. And therefore, it's important to have structures that encourage loyalty to the system and that deter averos. And that's how the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos, and that's how the Chinuch following the Rambam describe the mitzvah of Shoftim v'Shoftim b'chol sharecha. For that reason, they think that Shoftim v'Shoftim, meaning the policing part, is a component in this as well. As opposed to Rashi in his Perush al Torah, who thinks that the Shoftim just work for the Shoftim. But for the Rambam and the Chinuch, the Shoftim are a parallel function to the Shoftim. Both of them are to remind you that there's an omnipresent legal system here, and you know you shouldn't be under any illusion that you're going to be able to violate the halacha with impunity. There are going to be consequences, and therefore that's going to deter people from transgressing. So that is the way the Rambam and the Chinuch and others understand this mitzvah. And what I was trying to show was that there's also a positive component to this, certainly in the Chinuch and in others, and that is that instead of just, accentuating the negative, namely if you step out of line, there's a whole legal apparatus waiting, to encourage you, to behave properly. In addition to that, there's another element, a more positive element, and that is the inspiration of having people who, you know, excel in manifesting the values of halacha, people who are Elohim, judges, you know, who are good ambassadors for Elohim, for the Rabboni Shalom and for the system of halacha, that in itself is of value. And I wanted to suggest that maybe, again, it's my speculation, that maybe that's the pshat in, you know, the Shaftos Amishpat Tzedek, while Rashi emphasizes the actual, you know, disposition of the cases, that, you know, you'll get a tzedek result if you appoint just judges, you'll get good justice as well. Of course that's true, but maybe that's already covered by Lo Satav Panim, you know, Bamishpat, and other things, so you don't need a pasuk for that. But maybe what the Sefrei really has in mind is you should appoint, you know, impressive role models as judges, because really what Shoftim Shotrim and Titan Lucham B'chol Sharach is about, and this is what, you know, just the positive side of the Rambam and the Chinuch, but like the Rambam and the Chinuch, not so much emphasizing the judicial function as much as it is the broader function of, you know, representing the role of Torah, of the religion, in the community. So A, there's the negative, you know, make sure you know this isn't voluntary, it's obligatory, and make sure you adhere to it. But I prefer to accentuate the positive, which is we have these, you know, walking Sifrei Torah. You know, they really, you know, are, they really capture, you know, they really represent in human form, you know, these values. They live this, they breathe this, they're amazing paradigms of it. And that in itself is transformative of a community. So we'll see soon that this fits into other things. I'll just give you one example very quickly. Egla Rufa. Everybody knows the story of Egla Rufa, right? It's the presence of an anonymous corpse in a community. And in Eretz Yisrael, we'll discuss that part too. So the rule is that part of the process of dealing with the fallout of this kind of situation is that the Zakenim, you know, make this proclamation, Yodeinu L'shafchu Es Ha'am Hazeh, Es Ha'dam Hazeh, you know, basically, you know, proclaiming their innocence in this matter. So the Gemara says in Sota, you know, V'kiyol al Adas, if people really think that the Ziknei Ha'ir or the murderers, right, presumably they have good alibis, either way, you know, it's not the kind of thing that we should really be, you know, suspecting them of. But what it really means is lo patarnu, below mayim, below lina, meaning we didn't let them, you know, but what they're really saying is we weren't culpable indirectly by turning these people out into the streets, and therefore indirectly being responsible, you know, for their plight. But I think it's clear that it doesn't just mean that. That is an example. It's not the whole story. The bigger idea here is that the Ziknei Ha'ir, right, set the moral tone for a community. And if something like this happens, so there has to be some introspection, and there has to be some proclamation that, you know, we have assessed our role here. It's expressed in lo patarnu below mayim, lo patarnu below lina, etc. But at the end of the day, it's a bigger idea, and that is, you know, we have not neglected our role as, you know, the conscience, let's say, of the community. And, you know, if this kind of thing happens here, it's not because the tone that we have set or allowed to develop in this town, you know, is conducive to this kind of violent action. That initial cheshbon nefesh, if you will, has to take place. What I'm suggesting on the positive side is that's what shoftim v'shotrim titan lecha b'chol sharecha, asher Hashem Elokecha nosen lecha l'shvatecha v'shaftu am mishpat tzedek is really all about. It's about making sure that every community there is a presence of the institution of din, not only as a deterrent for misbehavior, but as a way of inspiring people that these are the values, these are the people who represent them. When you live with these people and you live with this institution, it is transformative, it impacts the entire climate of the community. That's a huge ambition. That's what the ambition for our, you know, Batei Knesios and Batei Midrashos and other, you know, institutions of Jewish life really should be. That's why it's so sad, you know, when there are Chilul Hashems and, you know, people are human and they make mistakes. But, you know, people who are in positions, obviously, where people look to them as the paradigm, have to be, you know, Ya'atas Hashem Elokecha She'eshem Shamayim Mis'ahev Al Yadecha. And that's why the Chilul Hashem is all the greater when people don't live up to that, you know, higher standard. Because it affects the totality of the climate in the community. It can be l'tova, it can be l'ra. So, in my opinion, that's part of the shofti v'shotrim, titan l'chabachal sharecha, and that's why v'shoftos amishpat tzedek is a shir in the gavra dayan, every bit as much as it's a factor in determining that the quality of justice that emerges will be high. Sure, of course. But even if it never was, even if it was never a single din Torah in a city, what I'm arguing is the presence of a Beis Din, the presence of these kind of dayanim who have the capacity and the will, you know, to make sure that there will be mishpat tzedek, is still a huge benefit to the community, and that's why the Rambam in the Talmud Torah, when he talks about the obligation to set up you know, yeshivot in communities. He says, b'chol pelech u'pelech, b'chol ir v'ir, a phrase that is borrowed from the dayanim and the batei dinim, I believe, because what he's really saying is that, you know, the common denominator of these things are the impact that these institutions have in our lives. And I think anybody who's involved in communal life knows that this is really true, that when, you know, when a shul or a school or a beis din or a mikveh, you know, when they're run, you know, properly, and they put their best foot forward, not only do they provide the services, the religious services, you know, that are so necessary, but they end up being transformative of a community. And they, not just because they're there and the service is there, but, you know, it raises the profile of that part of halacha, and it's has a great potential to bring in, you know, people of high caliber, and especially people who inspire others, you know, to greater spiritual heights.
How do you bring them in? The mitzvahs on whom?
I'm sorry? Oh, so we'll get to that in a couple of minutes. And now then the question is it really just, if you see this as a narrower and judicial requirement, so then it's easy to say, you know what, the apex of the judicial system, which is the batei dinim, the bezin hagadol, they have this obligation, right? But if what I'm saying is true, which is that this isn't just about the judicial system. It's also, of course, about, I don't want to state it so strongly that we also lose the obvious. It's also about the judicial system. But what I'm trying to show is that it's about more than that. So then your question's in place. Like, who should really this be an obligation just on the highest judges? Ah. So, we'll see in a second. The Sefer HaChinuch actually says that the mitzvah of the Shoftim, Shoftim, Titan, Lechol, Pekol, Sharech is a mitzvah on the Tzibur.
Yes, Hashem Rabin.
Yeah. So, well, it's titen lecha, but it's, you know, shoftim v'shotrim, referring to the people. So, it's interesting, we'll see in a second, that the chinuch says, actually, we can see it now. Page 5, very good. How'd you know that? We'll start, we'll go back, we'll read the rest later, but I look at line 9 on page 5, right? V'zos achas min ha-mitzvos ha-mutolos al ha-tzibor kulon she-b'chol makom u-makom. This is something that is imposed on the entire tzibor, wherever they are. V'tzibor ha-roi l'kva b'nei'em bezdin k'moshim b'vur b'v'sachat Sanhedrin v'lo k'va'o, right, v'lo k'va lehem, sorry, Bitlu asei ze ve'onshon gadol mi'od. These are strong words, right? Whoever has the ability, whatever tzibur has the capacity to establish this and doesn't, right, is mevatel mitzaseh. It's one thing to say zechiyuv, you know, asei. It's quite something else, you know, when you talk about, you know, not implementing it being a bitl mitzaseh. Right, those are two different categories. The onshan gadol miod, obviously more than just, you know, passing over some other mitzvahs, I say, right? Ki mitzvah zos amud chazak b'kiyum adas, right? According to all these three, but especially according to the second and third explanations, it certainly is an amud chazak, a pillar, right, in the religion. V'yesh lanu lilmod mizeh, and then he goes further, Sha'afalpi she'en lanu hayom ba'bonoseinu smuchim. We don't have judges who are authorized as smuchim anymore. She'esh l'kol kahal u'kahal. This is fascinating. She'bechol makom l'manos b'neim k'tzas min ha'tovim she'bahem. She'elem koach al kulam l'achricham. B'kol min echrech she'yir b'neim. B'mamon u'afilu b'guf al asiyas mitzvos ha'torah. Meaning, even though Bismanena we don't formally have smuchim, we'll see that the Ramban disagrees with this in a moment, but there's still a mitzvah on every tzibur that has the ability to influence its community, both in terms of deterrent against veros and inspiration, you know, for mitzvos to do that. Right? V'ele memunim gamkein ra'ui. Right, liasher darkam, lachshir maseim, viasiru cherpas amealeim, penyanu osam, al musaram, shiiklu kor mibein eneim. That's fascinating, right? He says, and the people who are appointed, right, they themselves have an added obligation to make sure that their, you know, record is, I would say spotless, but, you know, certainly as close as it can be, because otherwise it's a cherpa, right, it's a chelashem. And, you know, they're going to start giving mussar, and then people are going to say, you know, who are you to tell us? You know, look to yourself. V'yishtadlu tamid b'toel eschavreyem, hasomchim aleyem. Right? They should have this sense of communal responsibilities. These are really powerful words. L'lamdam derecha emes, to teach others the truth, meaning the true religion. V'laseis shalom b'chol kocham b'neyem, also to be forces that are constructive and peaceful. Not sowing dissension, obviously. I mean, there's a way to give mussar. It's an art form, as the Gemara says in Erchen, right? Tochacha. V'yitshu v'yanichu v'yashkichu milibam kol tanugeyem, meaning they have to make material sacrifices, you know, to take these kind of positions. V'alze yashisu libam ubo yiyah rov makshivosam v'yiskeyem. This should be their focus. These are really very stirring words of the Sefer HaChinuch, that even though Bismaneda we don't technically have these mechanisms, right, we have to find the parallels. And I think, again, because he understands that it isn't just a technicality of, you know, courts and so on, it's about, you know, deterring, you know, transgressions, and it's really about especially creating a climate of inspiration to cultivate, you know, observance and especially aspirational observance, because that's all true. So of course there has to be an analog, you know, Bizman Hazeh. And of course, if the Tzibur has the opportunity and they, you know, neglect it, it isn't just, you know, technically the violation of a mitzvah saseh, but it's a bitul aseh v'onsha gadol miod, because it's Amud Chazak B'Kiyum Adas. Now, of course, the question is, according to the Chinuch, and by the way, the Chinuch isn't alone in this, the Bahag, the Sefer Mitzvah Sajigon, they too counted the mitzvah Shotim, Shotim, Titel, Chabachol, Sharecha, under the rubric of mitzvos Hamutalos Al Tzibur. But the question is, how does that fit into the Mishnah? If the Mishnah said that the obligation to set up Sanhedros, the Shvatim, is the obligation of the Bezna Gadol, you know, sitting in the Lishkot HaGozes. So we'll get back to that in just another minute. I'm sorry? Oh, and we'll get to that as well. Well, the Chinuch says that, right? You read the top. Did somebody give you permission to read the top? When I skipped it? Okay, so we'll get it in already. Number five. See? The Noheges Mitzvah Zu, Klomar Sanhedrin Gedola Ktana Bezen Shel Gimel Be'eretz Yisrael She'esh Sham Smicha. Very fascinating Chinuch. Very controversial chinuch. We'll see in a moment. This mitzvah applies in Eretz Yisrael, where there is the bestowal. That's where smicha is given. Aba lo b'chutz la'aretz she'ein samchem b'chutz la'aretz. Now, what's controversial about now? The fact that there's no smicha it's like the classical rabbinic ordination, ish mipish Moshe Rabbeinu, that had to be given in Eretz Yisrael is a gemara. Right? It's a gemara later on. You can look at it for a second. Adaf yud dalid amud aleph. Like the Gemara says here, O Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. This is the
3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, I don't know, about 22 or so lines down. About a third of the way down the page. Omer Rav Yehoshua ben Levi, everybody have it? Ein smicha b'chutz la'aretz. There's no, this is Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, there's no rabbinic ordination in chutz la'aretz. My ein smicha, says the Gemara, ilei medelo daini dine knasos klal b'chutz la'aretz, if the idea is that there are certain areas of Jewish law which are not adjudicated outside of Eretz Yisrael, but Tanan, that's against an explicit Mishnah in Makos, where the Mishnah says, Sanhedrin Oheges, Bein Ba'aretz, Bein Ba'chutz La'aretz. Okay? So it can't be that. Ela Delo Samchinan Ba'chutz La'aretz. You don't give or bequeath smicha in Chutz La'aretz, the classical smicha. And then the Gemara goes on to say, Pshita. If somchim b'chutzaretz v'nismachim ba'aretz, if the person giving smicha is in the diaspora, it's clear that that constitutes a violation of this rule. If smicha requires Eretz Yisrael, then the somchim, the people who are initiating the smicha, have to be in Eretz Yisrael. Right? Haminan d'lo. The question is, ela somchim ba'aretz v'nismachim b'chutzaretz, if the bequeathers of the smicha, right, the bestowers of smicha are in Eretz Yisrael, but the recipients of it, right, are in Chutz La'aretz. What's the halacha then? Basically, the Gemara says unequivocally that smicha, right, the rabbinic authority can only be, and that's we paskin, bein somchin, bein nesmachin, they both have to be in Eretz Yisrael. Okay. What's remarkable about the Sefer HaChinuch is not that he says that smicha can only be given in Eretz Yisrael, that's a Gemara. But just because smicha can only be given in Eretz Yisrael doesn't prove that the mitzvah of minui dayanim is only in Eretz Yisrael. Right? Minui dayanim means, or minui shvatim, sanhedros, shvatim, means appointing courts. Doesn't mean appointing judges. And the halacha is, Mishnah in Makos, Sayin, and Aleph, as the Gemara records, that Sanhedrin oheges ba'aretz b'chutz la'aretz. If the network is up and working, meaning there's a Bez Nagadol sitting in the Lishlos HaGazis, so then, you know, a properly constituted Sanhedrin of 23 could work right here in Jamaica States. Okay? That's amazing. So why is the mitzvah of Minui Dayanim or Sanhedros limited to Eretz Yisrael according to the Chinuch? And indeed, this is a question not Achronim ask. It doesn't say anywhere. I mean, it does say, the Torah says, Shoftim Shoftim Tit Lecha B'chal Sharecha, Asher Hashem Elokecha Nosein Lecha L'Shvatecha, B'Shoftim Amas Mishpat Tzedek, it says Asher B'Sharecha. But it doesn't mean that there's no mitzvah of Minui Dayanim and Chutzah. Now again, the Ramban happened to interpret it that way as well. If you look at the Ramban, Ramban happened to interpret the Rambam this way. I believe we read it last week, so I want to get back to it just for a minute. Look at the Ramban for a moment. This is on page 3. First he quotes his understanding of the Rambam this way, but we'll see in a moment that it's not so clear. Tziva b'Torah, this is 19, line 19. Adu Elohim yavod var shnehem v'asan b'plilim im kein mitzvah shiyu l'Yisrael plilim. Bir bekan shesim wa shoftim bchalareim kasher yitein lahem Hashem saaretz ki bchutz laaretz einam chayavim lemanos lem bezdin. Right, in the diaspora, there's no obligation of minui bezdin. Aval kasher yitzaka muvas yamod alav yamdu alav haruuyim lishpot to mishpatei mishpatuhu. Meaning, you will put together an ad hoc court as the need arises when there is a strife in the community. Mishpatei mishpatu. Oh, yalal aretz bizman avisham mishpatu b'makom ha-mishpat. Or use Eretz Yisrael. V'os b'kan chotrim heim shiu noksim b'dvar mishpat. Ufizeh, eidus rosha b'chutz aretz b'tzuvim l'manos dayonim b'yaros. Hei kasav rav Moshe. That's how the Ramban read Shitas HaRambam. I think I showed last week, the Rambam is not clear. The Rambam says that in Eretz Yisrael there's an obligation to appoint judges b'chol pelech and pelech kol year v'year, and in Chutz La'aretz he says there's no obligation, b'chol pelech and pelech. Meaning you could say b'chulei,
Or are you going to say, there is, however, b'chalei avir? Right? Not clear. In Sefer Mitzvos, I should add, the Rambam does have a line which could be read like the Sefer HaKinuch. But it's not as explicit in Sefer HaKinuch, it's not as clear. Look here for a moment, and page 4, starting from line 15, but let me just find the exact reference here, 1 second. Yeah. Vatzivui Shabbat, this is on line 23. Shabbat b'mitzvah zu, hu amaro shoftim v'shoftim titan l'cha b'chol sha'arecha, v'lashon sifrei minayin shem emanim bezim l'chol Yisrael, tamad lomar shoftim v'shotrim, minayin shem emanim echar al kulam, tamad lomar titan l'cha minayin shem emanim bezim l'chol shevet v'shevet, tamad lomar b'chol sha'arecha, rav shimga lomar l'shvatecha, v'shoftim mitzvah l'chol shevet v'shevet l'yastonis shifto, v'shoftis amal korchan. Kvar nichbal atziva azel lemanos shivim skenim hu amar yasala lemoshe Rabbeinu esfali shivim ish. Moshe Rabbeinu was told to, you know, establish a 70 men, you know, leadership team. Va'amru komakov shenemar li hareu kayam kmo kianu li, meaning it's ledoros. Klomar shudavar matmid ena mitzvah lefisha avul royim mechuyav ledore doros. Okay. So then he adds, after this, Vida, you should know, She'elo aminuyim kulam klomar, Sanhedrin gedola, Katana, Bezin shoshlosha, Zulasa min haminuyim, all the other appointees, Amnamia kulam be'eretz Yisrael be'achreach, that's what he means, that's a reference to the Gemara about smicha, Ve'ein smicha ele be'eretz Yisrael, Ukishin eskaima smicha be'eretz Yisrael, Az afshal esmuchim ha'heim she'ish betu ba'aretz u b'chutz la'aretz. Okay. Aba lo yadina b'dinei nefashos lo baretz lo b'chutz la'aretz elim kein hayi beis ha'bechira omeid k'moshe b'yarno b'psich ha'samah marazah. So the Rambam basically says several things. Number one, in order for the system to work, the network to work, you need the bezin, you need the beis hamikdash to be running so that the bezin ha'gadol can be sitting b'lishchas ha'gazis. Without that, the system doesn't work. When the system does work, it applies, meaning the effectiveness of courts are bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz, like the Mishnah and Makos. But what's curious is that he introduces the idea that every dayan has to have his origins in Eretz Yisrael. Ein smicha ela be'eretz Yisrael. Ukishen eskaima be'eretz Yisrael. Azaf shel esmuch. Why does he bring that here? He's not talking about smicha in this mitzvah. He's speaking about the mitzvah of minui dayanim, or minui batedinim, basically. Right? So the fact that Eretz Yisrael has to play a role in the appointment of the judges is clear. Is this where the Chinuch got the idea that the Rambam, between this and the other Rambam, that the mitzvah of Minui Dayanim is limited to Eretz Yisrael? Not clear. Okay, the question is, why should it be, though? That's what you asked. So I'm going to get back to that one more second. Yeah.
Yishev mitzvah shmenei noach.
Oh, excellent.
It's what they deem him.
So one of them is dinim.
So it's only for the guy who marries Israel too? It's not for the Goyim entirely?
No, excellent. That, by the way, that's an excellent question. Oh, you want the answer too? So this question is discussed by Rabbi Rucham Fishel Perlow in his Sefer Mitzvot from Sajigon. He says, I don't understand. The people who think that, exactly what you asked, he says, well, the dinim of Bnei Noach apply wherever they live, but according to the Ramban's reading of the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch, the mitzvah of Shoftim V'shotim Titan L'Chavuk Shorecha for Jews is only in Eretz Yisrael. So, he actually has one suggestion where he says, maybe the obligation of Dinim for Bnei Noach applies each in his Achuzah, each in his native country. There's a din of Yerusha for the non-Jews too. A very startling idea of Rabbi Rucham Fishel Perlow. But the simple pshat is that it's not so, and that's a bigger, better question than that answer is. Ah, so what is really going on? Oh. So,
Maybe it's only Eretz Yisrael also for the volume by Shechem.
What?
No, I don't think.
No other dinim, but no others of the Shevets B'nai Noach are limited to Eretz Yisrael, right? Abram Rechai and so on and so forth. So it doesn't seem so. So what's really going on here? But I think, in light of what we were discussing before, it actually makes a lot of sense. Why? I mentioned that Egla Rufa is a very good paradigm for this. And that we're dealing with, let me just take a step back and say it the other way. If all we were dealing with was the efficiency of, not having Inu Yadin, delay of justice, or making sure that you don't go to non-Jewish courts, or making sure that when there's strife in the community, we don't allow it to fester, but we take care of it as quickly as possible. In other words, the pragmatic reasons why Shoftim Shoftim Tidon Lefal B'chol Sha'arecha, it doesn't make sense that it should be limited, frankly, to Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't. Now, again, not all Rishonim think that it does. Just to give you a very quick example, the Ramban himself disagrees in the end. He thinks that's what the Rambam says, but I'm going to get back to your question. I just want to get this on the record first. The Ramban here that we were reading, I was on page 3, goes on to say, line 24, Ababa Masechet Makos Shanu V'hoyu Eilu Lachem L'chukas Mishpat L'dor Roseichem B'chol Mosh Roseichem. Everybody have it? Line 24 on page 3. Aval Masechet Makos Sham Shanu Ha'yelachem B'chukas Olam B'chukas Mishpat L'dor Roseichem B'chol Mosh Roseichem B'lamid Shat Sanhedrin O'Heges B'aretz B'chutz L'aretz Im King Lama Nomar Shoftim V'shotim Tidim B'chol B'chol Sha'arecha Ela B'aretz Ata Moshe B'chol Pelech U'Pelech B'chol Yir V'Yir B'chutz L'aretz Ata Moshe B'chol Pelech U'Pelech I'Ata Moshe B'chol Yir V'Yir. That's the girsa that the Ramban had, which we have, in Masechet Makos. I mean, if you read the Gemara in Makos according to the text that we have, the Gemara doesn't say that there's no mitzvah shoftim v'shotrim in Chutz Laaretz. It just says that in Eretz Yisrael it's b'chol pelech u'b'chol ir. In other words, let's say pervasively, every state, capital, every city, right? Any structure requires a bezdin if it can sustain it in terms of the numbers. And in Chutz Laaretz, right, you can be much more general about it. You know, you can have it in the state capital, you don't need to have every city. Or you can have every city, but you don't need it also in every state. Okay? Now, we still need to explain that, but that's what the Ramban is quoting. So Ramban says, V'nira mizeh shechayavin l'manos sanhedrin b'chutz laretz. Lo b'chol yir v'yir, keretz yisrael, ala plachim plachim. Okay. But you still have the obligation, im kena mitzvah zos no heges b'chol zman b'dinim aminis u'bidvar manidonin b'chutz laretz. The Ramban disagrees with his reading, his own reading of the Rambam, and by implication, Ramban disagrees with the Sefer HaChinuch. Okay, an interesting argument. Then he disagrees, interestingly enough, with the Sefer HaChinuch on another line. Abal b'zman hazeh, says the Ramban. You remember that we just read in the Chinuch, what does the Chinuch say then? B'zman hazeh is also a mitzvah. Right? Abal b'zman hazeh l'achar shabbat la'asmicha, kivin shekol ha'mishpatim b'teilu min ha'Torah, the sib l'fneim b'lo l'fnei hedyotos, v'anan hedyotos anan. Since for Jewish law to be working formally, right, in terms of batei dinim, right, you need smicha, right? Otherwise, you have the violation of lefneim below lefnei hedyotos, banan hedyotos anan, says the Ramban, meaning hedyotos is a legal term. It doesn't mean that, you know, we're not wise. It means that you don't have smicha, right? Okay. The ein dayonim b'chutz laretz el takana d'shlichusayu of dinan. The only reason that we have some semblance of the legal system is based, we'll discuss this more when we get to the next couple of topics, of shlichus ayu of dinan, some sort of, shlichus of smuchim of old, enonu chayavim b'mitzvahs minu shoftim in HaTorah klal. Okay? So actually there's a double machlokes between the chinuch and the Ramban. Right? The chinuch thinks that there is the mitzvah minu dayanim b'zman hazeh, but he thinks that that mitzvah is limited to Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban thinks that since Sanhedrin noheges ba'aretz u'b'chutz la'aretz, there's no reason to distinguish between Eretz Yisrael and chutz la'aretz, except maybe in how pervasive the presence needs to be. But at the same time, he thinks that since hedyotos are not smuchim, the whole obligation does not exist bizmanein. There's a third element in the Ramban. Let's see if we can see the pattern in a second. And that is v'tam lishvatecha, says the Ramban. Right, that's a curious thing. The Gemara already addresses it. We read this Gemara last week on Tezayin Beis, right? And you know, we read it through the Rambam already. And why does the Torah say shotam shotatitam lechabakol sharecha? Sounds like kopela kolir, right? And then right, asher nasat asher lokecha lechol shvatecha. The shavtu asamish but tzedek. Why bring in the shvatim once you brought in the sha'arim? So Bali Tosis, for example, in Sanhedrin on Tezayin Amud Beis, say, oh, let's say you have one city which is populated by two shvatim. So you should have a separate bezdin ha-shevet, two batedinim if you can sustain it. In that city, one for shevet Binyamin and one for shevet Dan, if they live in the same city. It's also pretty strange. Why? Anyway, the Ramban goes much further than that. The Ramban says, v'tam l'shvatecha. The Rambam basically, I should add, ignores it. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos and Yad HaChazaka mentions Bezin HaShevet, but he clearly just thinks of it as a melitza, kind of, you know, you should have batei dinim wherever you can as a presence. Every state capital, every city, every shevet, but there's no real yichus to it. I mean, it doesn't really, it just means, you know, wherever it's quasi-applicable to have a court, have one. Listen to what the Ramban says. B'tam l'shvatecha, musav al titein l'cha. B'lamed sh'moshivim bezden b'chol shevet shevet b'chol yir b'ir l'shon rashi. B'chim b'sechat Sanhedrin. B'lo yadati perish davar zeh. Ramban starts off by basically throwing his hands up and saying, I don't understand what this is. What's a bezden shevet separate from a bezden? You have a bezden in every city, and you have a bezden in every state capital. Well, what does Bezin HaShevet have to do with anything? Kikim shemanina bezin b'chol yir b'ir, since you have a bezin in every city, hari bat tedinim rabin b'chol shevet v'shevet. So mimela, the needs of the shvatim, when it comes to judicial issues, does it matter whether you're a Danite, a Binyaminite, I don't know if these are the right words, or a Yisacharite, right?
Be. Actually, it could be.
How so?
Different outlooks.
Ah, excellent. So, just wait one more minute. So, it seems like you're sharing a good.
We have 13 entrances to the Beis HaMikdash.
Okay, excellent. Very good. So listen to this. Ulai Balomar, first he says, it sounds like you're on the Ramban's wavelength tonight. Ulai Balomar, maybe this comes to teach us here. Ma'isa Irachas L'Shnei Shvatim, right? Ki Yerushalayim. You have one city which is dominated by more than one Shevet. Sheyesh ba chelik liyuda ubinyamin, sheyoshiv ba shtei batei dinim, v'chein elu beperek chelik, shekolkim irachas l'shnei shvatim, v'chein Yerushalayim ha'isa liyuda ubinyamin. Fine, that's not yet it. Here comes the punchline. V'yitachein lefaresh, perhaps one should interpret, shechiyev akosiv lemanos bezen al kol shevet, v'hu yishpotas kulam. It really refers to a supreme court. The supreme court of Judaism is the Bezen HaGadol. But every shevet has its own. It's like, you know, there's a state supreme court in addition to a national supreme court.
Yeah.
There's a shevet supreme court as well. What's the point of bezin a shevet and a bezin elyon of a shevet if it's just going to be a 23 or it's not a 71 or? Aval, listen to this. Hagdolim shabahem bechachma. The top tier of each shevet, dayanim, yismanu al kol shevet, v'tachteim l'kol ir v'ir. Vein baladinim v'cholim l'kuv zeh, l'adun ele b'fnei bezin shebi'iram, lo b'fnei bezin shebi'ir acheres, afilo yishnei baladinim b'ir acheres, yachol omer neilech l'fnei bezin shebi'irenu. Local courts, right, it's a prerogative of any one of the baladinim to say, I'm not dragging, you know, with Shimon all over the country. Right, I insist on a local court, like a venue dispute. Aval bezin a shevet, but the top bezin of the shevet yachalachuv kol anshe shivto ladun lefano. Vafilo hayo nidunim nidonim biiram yachalam the bezin agadol shel shevet azil lefano. Them says, I want justice from the highest court of the shevet. He can do it. Vechenim nistapku batedinim shal yaros. Let's say they have a deadlock. Said before they go to guest the bezin agadol. They go to the Bezen Elyon of the Shevet. Yavol if they Bezen Agadus Shevet v'Yishalu. They'll ask. Kederech, just as Shesanhedrin Gedola Memunal Kol Bate Dinim, right? Shall call Yisrael. Kake Bezen Echa Memunal Kol Shevet v'Shevet. V'Mhutzukul Atakin V'Ligzo Davar Al Shivto Shalem. And let's say they have to make special gzeros just for their Shevet. That too goes in Umetaknim V'Hi, right? L'Shevet Kigzera Sanhedrin Gedola Kol Yisrael. Bezeh Bezen Hamuskar Bezeket Horios. Sheshanina Bahor Bezen Shel Echad Nashvatim Osa Osa Shevet Alpiem Osa Shevet Chayev V'Shar Shvatim Turim. Alderach Apshat Shir Akasiv Shoftim V'Shoftim Tidu L'Chal L'Chal Shotecha B'Chal Sharecha Sheyitain Shoftim L'Shifteim Heim Yishbetu B'Chal Shareim V'Shovet Hashevet Yishbet B'Chal Shara. So what's the point of all this? Why should there be a? Why should we break a Bezen down? It's exactly what you said, meaning the Klal Yisrael, of course. I mean, Mishpat Echad Yelachem. The halacha is the same. But, certainly in terms of policy, right, every shevet has its own personality. And, but whether it's the geography of that shevet, the history of that shevet, the brachos that are given by, Yaakov Avinu in the end of Parshas Vayechi, and the brachos that are given by Moshe Rabbeinu, in the end of the Torah, highlight the different strengths. Again, if you look at the psukim in Vayechi, so it's clear, and then, Rashi quoting Chazal point this out as well. Every one of the Shvatim were given all the brachos. But, right, each Shevet was singled out for a particular one. That's the genius of Yehuda, that's the genius of Yisachar, that's the genius of Dan, of Menashe, and so on. So there's a recognition that, when it comes to, solving problems, even judicially, but especially communally, that Bezen HaShevet has a significant role to play. Anyways, what's the common denominator of the Ramban? Right? He projects Bezen HaShevet, especially a Supreme Court for every Shevet. That's a big chiddush of the Ramban. Number two, the mitzvah of Shoftim v'Shoftim Titzel L'Chol B'Chol Sharecha only applies when there are smuchim against Sefer HaChinuch. Number three, there's no difference in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz because in the end of the day, Sanhedrin noheges b'aretz v'chutz la'aretz. Once again, against the Chinuch, against his own reading of the Ramban. But what's the argument? It would appear that according to the Ramban, the real mechayiv of the mitzvah of Shoftim v'Shoftim Titzel L'Chol B'Chol Sharecha is the judicial aspect itself, and maybe the hierarchy of courts. For the Ramban, what's important is to build a structure, a network. Why is the network so important? For exactly the same reason, in my opinion, for the exact same reasons why Bezen HaShevet is important. Right? It all goes back to Yisro's original, wise, suggestion. Again, Moshe Rabbeinu was, going to be a 24/7 rabbi, right? And, because he said, nobody's better than me, he was anav mikol adam, but he was also, Moshe Emes, the Toraso Emes. So he knew that there was nobody like him, right? He said, they came lidrosha so elokim, and I have an inside track in all of that. So my obligation to the totality of the nation and each one of my congregants individually is to give them the best halachic guidance, and that's me. Right? So Yisro basically told him, Naval Tibol, this is a disaster, you're going to burn out. By the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, even with Yisro's advice, he's already had it with Klal Yisrael, right? And but he didn't only say that, Yisro. He didn't only say that you're going to burn out. Probably he also thought that there was substantive advantages, right, to spreading out the responsibility. Moshe Rabbeinu is the greatest of all Jews, as a Navi, as the, the first in the chain of the Mesorah. He's the first Melech, first Kohen God. Alamailas, we don't have to build up Moshe Rabbeinu, right? But that doesn't mean that there's no one else in Klal Yisrael who has anything else to offer, right, when it comes to leadership, even when it comes to halakhic leadership. You just have to know the right proportion of it. Right, it's important to have local rabbis because a local rabbi, you know, is a genius, you know, in understanding, you know, the particular circumstances of his community. He has both the time and the insight. Sometimes he has the insight because he has the time, right, to be able to make those assessments. You're going to call in, you know, Ramosha Feinstein, you know, for every, you know, he doesn't have the time, and therefore it all, he's also not the best equipped person in some cases to make that assessment, right? Now that sounds very blasphemous, but of course it's you know, it's only, it's obvious, and it's true, and I would say it's halachically, ideally true. So the Dvarim HaGedolim and the Dvarim HaChashuvim, to use the language of Yisro, meaning the complicated issues substantively and the communally important issues, even if they're not substantively tricky, but they affect the whole of Klal Yisro, and therefore you need a national response, and you need one of the Chachmei Masorah who has those broad shoulders and who has that perspective of the past and the present and the future. Right, so the Dvar Magadolim VaKatan, the Dvar Magadolim VaChashuvim, they have to go to the Gadol HaDor, and if there's more than one, then it has to go to them. Then in this case, it has to go to Moshe Rabbeinu, or it has to go to Bezen Shalayin Aleph. But you don't want Bezen Shalayin Aleph sitting in on every Dine Mam. In this case, it's inefficient, and it's not wise, and it's not even substantively productive, right? And therefore, you want to use your resources properly, and you want to use the talents and the gifts, you know, and of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, setting up this entire network, but knowing that there's a hierarchy, and respecting that hierarchy, which also, you know, enhances the productivity and the flexibility, and ideally creates better din. That's the mitzvah of So says the Ramban. There's a Bezna Shevet, because every Shevet has insight into, you know, the culture of Shevet Dan, when they, you know, a certain kind of things take place, might just be different than in the culture of Menashe.
Zevulun and maritime law.
What's that?
Zevulun and maritime law.
Yeah. Okay. Exactly true. Right. But maritime law isn't just a group of cases either. Sometimes it's a culture, right?
Can you bypass the basin of the Shevet and go to the basin of Yerushalayim?
The Bezdin Elyon of all Klal Yisrael is still the Bezdin Shalayim. Yeah, that's Psukim in the Torah.
And he has a right. One of the defendants has a right to bypass.
So that's an issue. I mean, the Ramban is already Mechadesh, that there is such a thing as Bezdin Elyon of Shevet, and that every Baldin has the right, you know, to say, I want to that highest of form. So it wouldn't shock us to say, well, maybe we'll get a chance to do it later in the year. You know, Halachah Bezdin Yafeh, how does that stack up against the competing value of local justice in terms of efficiency and in terms of what I'm talking about now, meaning sometimes better justice because he's a local.
Personality to the basin of God on Yerushalayim. If you have each Shevet has their own basin.
All right, so it could be one way to look at it is, you know, just like in American law, you can't go to the Supreme Court, you know, until you go through the system. Part of the system may very well be Bezin Shevet. Now there are some things that are straight up national issues; they go straight to the Bezin Elyon. Again, we can't forget the Psukim, right, in Parshas Shoftim. Ki Pali Mimcha Davar. You know, that's a reference to Bezdin HaGadol. But in matters, and whether there's a siksuk between Shvatim, or the fate of the, remember that one of the functions of Bezdin Shalayin Aleph is to be done as a Shevet. Obviously, according to the Ramban, you'd have to say in a situation where the Bezdin Elyon or the Shevet can't, they're too close maybe, or maybe they're compromised themselves. So the details are not so clear, and we're not really sure 100%. But there's plenty of work for.
Or if you have two opponents from two different shvatim.
Exactly, that can be another case, right? So it's hard to. I don't know the answer in every case. I can speculate in some, and I can probably be pretty sure and pretty confident in others. But these are important issues. Yeah. Anyways, what I want to say just before I take more than a question is that for the Ramban, setting up the hierarchy, acknowledging the hierarchy. Acknowledging the implications of the hierarchy as I'm trying to describe it, right? And, you know, we have these issues all the time today. You know, they're just barely, you know, just some people don't understand them. And they think it's just politics and they can pontificate. They don't know that there's a whole literature and history and that they're very important, you know. So what I'm trying to say is for the Ramban, setting up the system in the proper way with the right, not checks and balances exactly, but with the right nuances and appreciation when local din, you know, when, you know, Dafka Shevet, when Bezen Shel Gimel, when Bezen Shel Chaf Gimel, which ones are connect. Bezen Shel Gimel can operate even when there's no Lishkas HaGazis, you know, operation of Bezen HaGalo. But a Sanhedrin Katana, which is still a kind of a Sanhedrin, can't. That's important to know. That says a lot about Dine Mamanis as opposed to Dine Nefashos, right? So understanding all of this, working with all this, according to Rabban, that's the mitzvah of Shoftim Shoftim. Therefore, it's only going to work when the Smuchim are functioning, not Bezman HaZeh. By the same token, it should work also in Chutz La'aretz because Bezen Noheges Baretz of a Chutz La'aretz, right? On the other hand, it also includes a Bezen HaShevet because that's part of this hierarchical system. But according to the Chinuch and according to the Rambam, Shoftim V'Shoftim Titan L'Chol isn't primarily, it's also about, not primarily about judges and Bezdin, it's judges and Bezdin as a presence of the community, right, to encourage compliance and to inspire, right, a tone of Kiddusha. So why Dafka, you know, Bizman Azeh, why Dafka Bizman Sheyesh Smuchim? Meaning, when there are no smuchim, there's no need for that. On the other hand, why dafka in Eretz Yisrael? How come Egla Rufa is only in Eretz Yisrael? What, do you find an anonymous corpse in? First of all, it doesn't happen in New York or Chicago. And it was meant to be a joke, right? And it doesn't matter. I think that the answer is, but it's true, the Din of Egla Ruf only applies in Eretz Yisrael, right? Why? Yodeno L'Shafchos Adam HaZeh is not a factor anywhere else? The answer, it is, but we can only realistically hold people, hold Talmid HaChamim, hold Ziknei Ha'ir to that standard, perhaps, in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because Eretz Yisrael is a place where not only Kedushas Ha'aretz, but let's say Kedushas HaTzibur of Klal Yisrael. Let me highlight it in the following way, and we'll expand on this. I mentioned before, let's try to understand the Sefer HaChinuch for a second. Right, the Chinuch says that the mitzvah of Minu Dayanim only applies to Eretz Yisrael, because Smicha is only given in Eretz Yisrael. Manyan Shemitah Yitzel Har Sinai. Right? I mean, the Ramban agrees that Smicha is only given in Eretz Yisrael. I'm sorry, that's the Ramban. Yeah, sorry. Ramban agrees that Smicha is only given in Eretz Yisrael, yet he thinks the mitzvah of Minu Dayanim is Bein Baretz, Bein B'chutz La'aretz. Right? It should matter where the courts work, not where the mechanism of appointing judges, you know, geographically takes place. What is the Chinuchim talking about? So in the Sefer Mitzvah of Sanjigon, Rabbi Yerucho Fishel Perel has, he's very troubled by this. He says, oh, maybe we should compare it to like Trumas HaMaisras. What do you mean Trumas HaMaisras? Let's say you have Tavua in Chutz La'aretz, right? You can't be Mafresh Trumas HaMaisras. Right? Because the Chiyuv is a function of the ability to do it, to be Mafresh. He says, so here too, the chiyuv of minui dayanim is held hostage to the mechanism, you know, of appointing judges. It's a very strange. I quote it only to show you how he's laboring to explain all of this. Strange, right? So what I prefer a different explanation for the Sefer HaChinuch. The explanation I prefer is to ask the following question, right? Maybe if we understood better why smicha can only be given in Eretz Yisrael, maybe then we'd better understand what it has to do with the mitzvah of minui dayanim. When you think about it, it's very strange. Why is it true that smicha can only be given in Eretz Yisrael? If Sanhedrin noheges baretz v'chutz la'aretz, Why is Smicha limited to Eretz Yisrael?
Well, it has, does it have something to do with, you know, Trumas of Eitzeres is Karka Shel Eretz Yisrael. It's Tvua. This is not about Tvua. It's not about the Satlias Baretz. And Moshe gave Smicha to Yeshua in Eretz Yisrael? What? No, but you're right. But again, you happen to be right on target this week, tonight. I'll explain what I'm not saying not other nights. But it's a very good point. Like when you think about it, the paradigm of smicha is Moshe and Yehoshua. That's a problem for the Gemara anyway in Sanhedrin, and no one asks that question. Strange, right? Oh, what's going on? So the answer is to be found, partially at least, in the Rambam himself, in numerous things that the Rambam says. The Rambam developed the institution of smicha. You know, he has all sorts of fascinating little chidushim that he picked up from different places. You know, kedarko, that just, you know, we take for granted because we're so influenced by the Rambam. But it's always important to know, you know, where things come from, so that you can appreciate what is new and why it's new. So, the Rambam has a major, major chiddush about smicha, which we'll speak about much more extensively. But look for a moment at one expression of it. In Pirshei Mishnayos, look on page 1. I think it's page 1. No. Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah, sorry. Remember we read that the Mishnah says that one of the things that requires three is smichas dayanim, or smichas kenim, right? Rashi says, what is smichas kenim in the Mishnah that requires three? Par halam davar shel tzibur. What is par halam davar shel tzibur? If the majority of the population of Eretz Yisrael violate the Din Torah because Bezen HaGadol made a mistake in Psak, instead of each individual bring a separate korban, we bring one collective korban called par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. Okay? We're going to get back. This is an important thing. We have to get back to it. Now, that's an interesting halacha, but what's fascinating is that when the Mishnah...
What's that to do with three? What is that?
So three members of Bezen HaGadol do the smicha. There's a debate between Rabbi Lazar what's the other one? Rabbi Shimon. Whether or not three ziknei Bezen HaGadol do the smicha, or five. Good? Okay. Rashi says this refers to Paralim Dovr Shel Tzibur. So what am I talking about? Why am I bringing it in? The Rambam says it refers also to Minui Dayanim. Look at Rambam. Number 6. Smicha Skenim, he Minui HaDayanim. Wow. If you look at the Psukim, the Gemara Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis quotes Psukim for this debate, whether it's three or five. The Psukim are from Vayikra, Parshas Vayikra, from the Parsha of Korban, Parhol, and Dovr Shel Tzibur. So the Psukim are from Parhol and Dovr Shel Tzibur, and Rambam is telling you that just because the word smicha, the same word, in leaning on the animal when you bring the Korban, and rabbinic authority, that the same didn't apply. I mean, the Machlokas, Rabbi Lazar, and Rabbi Shimon, in Parol and Dovr Shel Tzibur applies to Smicha Skenim, Smicha Dayanim. That's what the Rambam says. He Minuya Dayanim. Baremez Lekach Amaro Vayismach HaSyodav Alav Vayitzaveyu. Because originally Moshe leaned his hand on Yoshua. Ve'inan Nitzrichim Smicha Biyad. Bizmanenu we don't do Smicha Biyad. Or even after Yoshua we didn't. Ela Ha'adam Aroi Lehismanos Omer Lebezen Amamanimos Ata Rebbe Ploni. You are Rebbe. You have the status of a Rebbe. Harei ata samuch umuta l'chal adun dinei knasos. V'nasa osad samuch v'nikra Elohim v'adun b'chal adinim. This is the process of smicha. Okay. V'davar ze lo yehei ala b'eretz Yisrael b'vad. Fine. Amru, we say, ein smicha b'chutz laretz. Ela must be shetzor sheyeh ha-mismane v'ha-memanim oso b'eretz Yisrael yachad. U'kishatiyah l'odam ha-smicha b'aretz b'eretz Yisrael yesh lo adun k'nei knasos afilu b'chutz laretz. Like we said, ze ha-klal who adds some Sanhedrin Ahegas Ba'aretz of Echutz La'aretz, Kamoshi is Bar Lekama. Then he says, Avalim Tzor Shiyu Shlosh Esmuchim Yacha Kakiya Ef Shalem Lismoch Acher, Har Yesh B'davar Safek, we'll discuss this, V'nir Menatalmu Shetzor Shiyah Godol Shebehem Samok, V'tzar Felo Shnayim V'yamana Mishi Yirza.
Do you need all three smuchim to give smicha? Or one samuch and two others to join with it? Ram says, I'm not sure. But I think it's one and two, and that's his psak in Sanhedrin as well. Okay. Then he says, Va'ani savur, she'im tia haskama michala tamidim v'chachamim, l'manos ish b'yeshiva, klomar she'aseh rosh, if there's an agreement by all the Talmidei Chachamim, Talmidim and Chachamim, to appoint somebody, the head, the Rosh Yeshiva, ubitznai she'ezeh be'eretz Yisrael, as long as it's done in Eretz Yisrael, k'mo she'kdamnu, hori osa ish t'skayim lo ha'yeshiva v'yeh lo samach v'yismach achar kach smi she'yertza. In other words, this the Rambam came up with no sources. This is known as the Rambam's famous Chidush HaSmicha. In the 16th century, in Tzfat, there were a lot of Talmid Chachamim, there were a lot of things going on, and the Chachamim of Tzfat, many of them, decided that they were going to act on this idea of the Rambam. It's a remarkable thing, the whole story. Then, when Medinat Yisrael was proclaimed, you know, Rav Maimon wrote a sefer in which he collected all the old tshuvas from the 16th century, and subsequent material, again pushing the idea that, you know, maybe now is the time. Each time, of course, it generated a lot of controversy. Each time there were people who did it, and, you know, it wasn't accepted. And, you know, the story continues. But this is an amazing phenomenon. Without sources, the Rambam came up with a way, and that's what happened, a little bit of more history. To give smicha, you have to have a samuch ishmi pi ishmi Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? An unbroken tradition. Once the tradition was broken, which it was, we're not sure when, but at some point. Right? The Gemara tells a beautiful story, sad story, poignant story, about Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, who, you know, when smicha was being jeopardized, he sacrificed his life to, you know, to give smicha to five great people to continue the process. But at some point in history, ishmi pi ish smicha got lost. So the Rambam says, how do we ever get it back? We'll never ever have smicha. Moreover, the Rambam says, if you read it, l'fish im lo tamar kein, lo te'ef charit mitziut bez nagadol li'olam. You'll never be able to reconstitute bez nagadol, and if that's the case, she'tzarech kolecha nem she'e samuch b'li safek, v'arei kvar v'tiach Hashem b'shivasam b'amaro, v'ashiva shavtaich k'var rishona. Yo'atzaich k'vatchil, it's a precondition for Yemos HaMashiach. So how could there ever be Yemos HaMashiach? Unless it's Hashiva Shavtaich Karishona, V'yotzaich Kebatchila, and you don't have that if you don't have Smicha. The Shema Tomar HaMashiach Himan Osam. You know, like they say today, don't worry, the Mashiach will come, right? After they sing songs. Al-P, She'enam Smuchim, Areza Mukhash. The Rambam says, you can't do that. That breaks the rules of the game. Like, it's emotionally satisfying, but it's not correct. Shekvar Bi'arnu Ba'akdamas Sfarenu Zeh, Shemashiach lo yosif batar v'lo yigram imena. Lo batar shemasav v'lo batar. Mashiach has to follow the rules too. Right? V'ani savor shasanhedrin tashuv lifnei hitzgalut ha-mashiach. But my reading, says the Rambam, is there has to be a reconstituted Sanhedrin before there's a Mashiach. V'zeyye me'asimanav. V'omer ha-shiva shavtayich ha-rishon v'yotzayich kevatchila. Achrei kein yikarei lecha ira tzedek. V'zeyye b'li safek kashir yachshir Hashem Libos bnei Adam, b'yirbu b'maisa tov, u'tigadel t'shukasam la'Hashem u'l'torasso. When there's an environment of, you know, thirsting for Dvar Hashem and people, you know, overflowing with, you know, kindness and righteousness and so on, the Yisraba Yisram lefnei bo Mashiach, k'moshen is bar ben pesukei Mikra. That's how we know it's not time yet. Right? Sadly, anyways.
Why do you think that's already Mashiach?
Maybe. In Pirshav Shnayis and Bechoros, the Rambam repeats this. This idea of Chiddush HaSmicha he has, of course, in Yad HaChazaka. We'll read it next, Perek Dalet Halacha Chayit Aleph, which we'll read next time, maybe. But in Pirshav Shnayis, in Bechoros, he adds an important point. But before we get to that, let me make the bigger point. Where did the Rambam get this from? It's one of the remarkable, you know, this is based on global, what I call global conviction. The Rambam didn't feel that he needed a raya. He was just convinced of it. But how does he explain it? Like, where does it come from? What is it? Right?
It's from the Pasuk.
What do you mean the Pasuk?
Shavtayach,
okay, great. But how do you...
I mean,
makes sense otherwise.
You don't have to interpret it literally.
I'm glad that you're convinced by the Rambam's argument. That's great, but we have a law that says that, you know, there's that the only way to get smicha is from a samuch, and a samuch is ishmi pi ishmi Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Rambam is basically saying, I know there has to be a way to reconstitute Bez Nagadol, right? But then he made up the way. If all the Chachamim of Eretz Yisrael come together, they decide to appoint a Rosh Hashiva, that's in lieu of Ishmi Pi, Ishmi Moshe Rabbeinu. How do you know that? So what other, let's look at the Rambam, Pirshim Mishnayis. I mean, how does it, okay. Just like the question that was asked before. Moshe Rabbeinu was the first Masmich, he wasn't in Eretz Yisrael. Right? I'm going to try to tie this together, but we'll elaborate as we go on. Look at Perush Mishnayos in Bechoros for a minute. Perek Dalet Mishnah Gimel. Rambam says, "Vada, you should know, ki inen mumcha musmach, klomar shehi oso adam shekvar nivchan venusa, tried and tested, venimsav bechachma gadol muvach." This is serious stuff. I mean, you can't just appoint somebody a salmok, right? He has to be worthy. Imay oso shebachano venisahu, the person who was, you know, put the test and experience. Bezdin, arayu nikra mumcha bezdin. Vimhayi shen sparsama chachmasol etzal rabim ibn adam. Belishias mechua bezdin. Doesn't have formal smicha. Hari is a nikra mumcha rabim. Fine. Af kasher samchu bezdin eno mutal ala hater b'choros ala ada she yershuhu bezdin b'kach. In order to be able to exercise the license of judging certain cases, he has to be given that license. We'll talk about this as controversial. That's a steer in the Rambam. Then he says, "Ukvar biarnu b'tchilas Sanhedrin." In my Pirush Mishnayos, in the beginning of Masechet Sanhedrin, I wrote that ein nikra bezdin b'stam el samuch meretz Yisrael. What is a bezdin? Samuch meretz Yisrael. That's fine. But then he writes, "Bein shi a samuch mipi samuch." Oh, Bahaskamas Bnei Eretz Yisrael, Manosa Rosh Hashiva, or my big Chiddush about Chiddush Asmicha, right? And then he adds, Lefi Shabnei Eretz Yisrael Hema Shanikrim Kahal, Vashem Kiraam Kola Kahal, Vafilo Hoya Asara Achadim, Vein Choshin Lemisha Zulasam Bechutzarts Kamosha Biarne Bahorias. These extra lines in the Rambam are the Rambam. They don't appear in any Gemara. I mean, he's working off of a Gemara, I'll explain in a moment. Basically, what is the Rambam saying? The Rambam is answering a question which we asked before in various forms, whether we understood it or not, and that is, why is smicha limited to Eretz Yisrael? Especially since, you don't need to know Jewish, you don't have to be have judges in Jewish law unless you live in Eretz Yisrael. Not true. Chovas haguf, chovas hagavra, bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't in Eretz Yisrael. So how come Eretz Yisrael got this lock on smicha? The Gemara, remarkably, it's a remarkable phenomenon. The Gemara says it. No one argues with it. If we get a chance, we'll discuss there. Some Gaonim, we tried to temper it a little bit. But the Pashtus, it's straight accepted halacha. There's no minayin in the Gemara. There's no makor in the Gemara. There is a Yerushalmi in Bikurim that quotes a pasuk in Yechezkel, and Ben Adam Beis Yisrael Yoshvim Al Admasam, right? Ein Yeshiva Ela BeEretz Yisrael. Was that to a smicha? That's a makor that there's only smicha in Eretz Yisrael. It almost makes it worse. So the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos came up with his own makor, an own explanation why smicha is limited to Eretz Yisrael. And what did he connect it to, of all things? The din of par halam davar shel tzibur. Why? Because that's where it says kahal, and that's where the Gemara. What's the din of par halam davar shel tzibur? We said before where it was, right? Then the Gemara says that if you have the majority population in Eretz Yisrael making a mistake, right? Because of Bez Nagadol, you bring one karban. Let's say the minority in Eretz Yisrael make a mistake, everybody brings a karban. But let's say the majority, who are we talking about? Only the Jews in Eretz Yisrael or the Jews worldwide? No. Meaning, I'm talking about bringing the, let's say Bez Nagadol made a wrong psak, and the result is that the Jews of Jamaica States and Kew Gardens and Hillcrest and all the different places, West Hempstead and all the places made a mistake. Right? So normally every individual will have to bring a carbon, no matter where you live. When you go to Eretz Yisrael, you have to bring a carbon.
But if it's the majority, based on Bezin HaGadol, only one carbon for all of Klal Yisrael. How do we define the majority? So the Gemara says, in Horio, Staf Gimel, the majority of Jews in Eretz Yisrael, because Kahal Sheb Eretz Yisrael, Ikri Kahal, Kahal Sheb Chutzlar, it's Lo Ikri Kahal. The Din of Parol and Dover Shal Tzibor is defined by, in other words, if the majority of world Jewry make a mistake, that's irrelevant. It's if only the world Jewry depends on the majority of Eretz Yisrael Jewry in this halacha. That's remarkable. Why? Because Eretz Yisrael is the national headquarters of the Jewish people. That's what defines Kahal. And therefore, that dictates. Now you know a little why. How come Raman Pirsh Mishnah said the word smicha is a word? There's a debate between Lazar and Shimon whether five skanim or three skanim put their hands on the head of the parol and davar shel tzibor, and somehow that matter, that dictates how many people give smicha for dayanus. The Rambam didn't think that smicha was just a linguistic affinity. He thought the parsha parol and davar shel tzibor and the din of smicha are connected, and that's why he tells you, how do you know smicha requires Eretz Yisrael from par parol and davar shel tzibor? Now, if we understand that, now we can understand a little bit about Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't in Eretz Yisrael. But what was Moshe Rabbeinu? He was the king of Israel. And he represented Besoras Yisrael. If anybody represented the interests of the totality of Klal Yisrael, it was Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not geographic. It's Kahal Yisrael, Shev Eretz Yisrael, you could call. There was no Chutz Arts and Eretz Yisrael in Moshe Rabbeinu's time, A. B, Moshe Rabbeinu transcended all of that. How can you substitute, we'll talk more about it, Ish mi pi ish, mi Moshe Rabbeinu, how can you substitute that for Chiddush HaSmicha the Rambam? The answer is because what you need to do is you need to be reconnected to the source of authority or interests of Klal Yisrael. So Chachmei Eretz Yisrael can do that. So now we can understand a little better, what do we say is the nature of the mitzvah of Minui Dayanim? To have a certain ambitious presence in the community, in the tzibor, we're talking about shaping a kahal. We say if there are certain institutions, right, and walking Sifrei Torah, that has enormous impact. But that makes sense. Just like Egla, what is Egla Rufa? Extraordinary responsibility based on Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh. So if there's a dead body in the community, everybody is has to take at least a cheshbon and nefesh, a little bit of mea culpa, or at least to say Odeinu lo shafkos adam hazeh. But that makes sense in Eretz Yisrael, because there you have the standard of Kol Yisrael kahal achas. So that's why the Chinuch says, since smicha is only in Eretz Yisrael, why? Because that's where the embodiment of tzibor and the notion of tzibor is. So the mitzvah of Minui Dayanim is also only there. Not because it's knowing Baritz of Chutzlar, but you have to have that connection. If you don't have Eretz Yisrael, you know, in Eretz Yisrael this is meaningful. Outside of Eretz Yisrael, you're grasping for too much. So that, I think, is the connect. But the Ramban thinks it's a din in the judicial system. If this is the case, one final point, which we're not going to do now, but we'll leave for next week, and that is, one more second. The non-Jews only have the pragmatic judicial part. They don't have this other part, as we'll explain. That's the difference between Pelech and Pelech, Be'ir, which I'll explain next week. That's also to explain, the Chinuch says the mitzvah is ala tzibur, or the other thing you asked, right? But the Mishnah says it's Bezin HaGadol. What I'll try to show next week is that Bezin HaGadol, in addition to there being the highest judicial court, also represents the interests of Klal Yisrael. And there's a lot of evidence for that. So we'll finish up with this next week, and then we'll start the regular Gemara.